western shore, that mighty rock mark well. Here live the free, the bold, the brave, I hear the warriors dwell. Salamanders run, in dreams you speak to me. Salamanders run, great fortress by the sea. Let evil ones come as they will, our steel awaits them here. Wild fighting hares and badger lords will teach them how to fear. Salamanders run, our battle cry rings far. Salamanders run, come shout Eulalia.
Other times, his grandmother told stories she had heard about Redwall Abbey. Gorath would gaze into the fire longingly. What a delightful place, the young badger thought. One immense home, built on happiness, peace and prosperity, where many types of creatures lived in harmony, working, feasting and enjoying life together. Though Gorath was stirred by his grandfather's stories of Salamandastron, he also liked to hear about Redwall with his gentle, more tranquil way of life. But what did it all matter now? Cruel fate and ill winds had denied everything to the young Gorath, leaving him far across the stormy seas, marooned on the harsh northern isles, with no means to follow his dreams. These days, Gorath's main refuge came through sleep. More so, as his grandparents had gone silent, they seldom told tales or sang. They, too, withdrew into themselves, slumbering constantly. The young badger lay by the fire, letting his eyes close, thinking how the weather had played a miserable trick on him. It had been a wild winter, followed by a false spring. In the space of a single night, all the crops, seedlings and fresh green growth, which Gorath had toiled upon, were blighted. Winter had returned with renewed fury, withering and freezing everything which had begun growing. Gorath fell asleep, with his grandmother's words echoing through his mind.
If we have little else, at least we have peace on these northern isles.
And so they had. Until that night, when the Blood Gullet sailed in, and Viscar Longtooth decided that it was a night for raiding.